on the show, we reported on World War II veteran Charles Walkling, who was forced to leave his care home after a 20% increase in fees. This is what his son-in-law, Ian Bateman, had to say about the company which runs the Ocean Breeze residential care home in Barton-on-Sea.
If they'd have said, oh, 5% this year, 5%, you know, if it had been escalated slowly, we would have scrimped and scraped and found some extra money somehow or other. But the lady just rang me and said, well, it's going up £600 a month. And that's it. I was on the streets. You know, it wasn't a meeting or a letter or anything. You've got a month to find that. Next month it'll be £600 extra.
Well, we've now heard from other residents who are facing even bigger bills. One of them is Patricia Zebedee, who'll have to pay on almost an extra 50%, an additional £300 to stay at the home. Her daughter Helen is on the line now, and also joining me, our reporter Dominic Blake, who's been in touch with the company that runs the care home again. First of all, though, Helen. Helen, good morning.
Good morning, Julian.
And just to clarify, when I say £300, is that a week or a month for people who don't appreciate the fees we're talking about here?
We're talking about £300 per week, rise of 46.1%.
So that's extra?
Extra.
£300 a week, extra a week.
So a week,
yeah,
yes.
OK, we'll come to that sum in a moment. Tell us a bit about your mum, Patricia, first of all.
OK, Patricia has had Alzheimer's dementia for about 3 years now. She was located in a home in Bournemouth, which was very, very nice. But unfortunately, they called a meeting one day and said that we will be closing and we'll be moving all our residents to another location. Mm. And the fees will go, you know, rather largely high because they will have ensuite facilities. I then found out about Ocean Breeze, went and viewed it. It's an absolutely beautiful home. And I said to my brother and my sister, my brother in America, my sister locally with me, let's move mummy here. It's closer to me. It's about 8 minutes away. I have power of attorney, but I'd like everybody on board with the decision. We all agreed. We moved her there. And, of course, we supported the home from the very, very beginning. And it has been super there. I can't fault it in any way.
But then the company that runs the care home suddenly asked for this extra £300 a week. What was your reaction?
Well, I came home one day and the letter was on the doormat, and as soon as I saw a brown envelope, I thought, this doesn't look good. Opened it up, my gut reaction immediately was, good heavens, how are we going to manage this? So it clearly stated that from the 6th of June, the fee would be increased immediately from £650 a week to £950.
And what was your reaction to that?
Well, I was totally shocked. I'm still shocked. Yeah. I haven't slept in 6 weeks.
I can believe it. What have you decided to do?
Well, I have looked at, I have viewed other care homes, and in searching and looking and questioning what I'm going to get for that money, although I'm very, very unhappy about the fee, I can't say that I'm going to get any better care anywhere else. And at the end of the day, we are dealing with person-centred care, and that means what exactly my mother requires. And where she is based at Ocean Breeze, I cannot fault the home for the care that they give her, and that is centre to the situation. You know, everybody can nitpick about all sorts of things, you know, activities, going out in a minibus, you know, things like that. Okay. Ocean Breeze don't have that, and I've raised that with them, saying that their care is not going to be worth £950 a week because they haven't got a minibus, and there are no activity coordinators on board. But having said that, the staff rally and produce the activities, and they have hired a minibus once and taken them out. But at the end of the day, you question, are you getting £950 worth of care? But I have to say that if my mother wakes in the middle of the night, they are fantastic with her. They care for her wonderfully. I cannot fault it. So in one reaction, I'm over a barrel. But if I move her, will I get the care that she requires?
It's really, and you and so many others in the same awful dilemma. I want to bring in Dominic, our reporter and my colleague, who's been looking into this story, because Dominic, you know, here we go again. And the care home and the background to this, and we've been talking to them. What have they been saying?
Yes, that's right, Julian. The parent company is called Purico, and it was founded by Professor Natu Puri. He's now a multimillionaire and officially retired, but still takes a very close interest in the company, which has only recently started to invest in care homes. So we were keen to speak to him and asked for an interview, but we were given a statement by the board of directors instead, and that says the opening prices at Ocean Breeze were discounted and that recent changes bring them into line with similar care homes. A couple of residents have decided to leave as a result, and the management has been providing support to them. They remain committed to the highest standards of care and wonderful facilities. They're also committed to meeting the Care Quality Commission's requirement, which is that every care home must have a financially strong business model.
Helen, what do you make of that?
Well, personally, I feel, having read what they've written to me, they've opened up a new care home up in Nottingham, and I feel that they are asking the people down here to contribute to the payments that they've actually made. If they'd turned around and said to me, oh, the fee's gone up by £100 a week, that's still balking, you know, that's still terribly high. But I would have accepted it, and I wouldn't have had gone through the ringer like I have done the last 6 weeks and just said, you know, Mummy's happy there, we'll keep her there. Mm. The final situation is, Mummy is happy there, I am keeping her there, I don't like the price, but I can't fault the staff, who are absolutely fantastic. Okay. The whole team, they're wonderful with her. The care that they give her is wonderful. And at the end of the day, that's what I have to get for my mother, the care.
Helen,
I can't worry about anything else.
Well, look, send your mum our love. Thank you very much for coming on the programme this morning.
Thank you.
And this is a story that continues to rumble on about care home fees and just how expensive they are. And if you've got a story to tell, let us know, 0345 30 3961. And clearly, one of the things that Helen was referring to there is what you get for the money. For example, Helen was referring to, for example, does the care home of a minibus take people out? Does it have someone who organises activities during the day? All these kind of things, are they bolt-ons or necessities? I don't know, but you might have a view on that. 16 minutes past 7, BBC Radio 7, Friday morning. If you want to get in touch, by the way, you can call 0345 30 3961. You can email me, Julian Clegg at bbc.co.uk, with your thoughts.